This is New Aura, and welcome to our new era.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Lena.
And it's Ree. And this is New Aura.
She's a little lit right now.
I'm not lit. I'm just a pretty fly.
Period. Let them know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just chill. Oh my gosh. I feel so good right now. I'm just like at a relaxed state. I feel like we're going to have.
Why are you relaxed? What's making you relaxed? Let them know.
Y'all, I done took a damn 3 edibles.
Not 3.
I am high as hell. And the funny thing is I don't even smoke. So I wonder if Lena is thinking, where did this bitch get drugs? Because this bitch ain't got no plug, which I don't got.
I'm trying to figure it out. Because damn, I'm trying to see what that's about.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not high off of like, what is weed, THC?
Yeah.
I'm not high off THC. I went to one of those vape stores, mm-hmm. and I got them HHC gummies. I am zooted as hell.
Okay, so I'm really zooted and booted.
I'm about to be giggling through this whole episode. Look. If Lena can look at my eyes, look how swollen my eyes fucking look.
No, she's gone, okay? Her eyes is red, like, she's weird. So I have to lead this episode, which I don't do, because she's the speaker, I'm not.
Well, you better get to speaking today, ho. Okay, so let's get into what we get up to.
You can go, wait.
Okay.
No, you can go last.
Okay.
Yours is more interesting.
Mine's more interesting.
But,
oh. Oh, brother. That's why I'm high as hell now. Stress the fuck out. Yeah, you go ahead.
I really didn't do anything this week. We did go out last weekend. We had a good time. We was trying to meet. Well, I was trying to meet a nigga, and it didn't end up.
That was, I'm sorry, we gonna have to,
it didn't end with,
bro, that shit. I'm never going on the 4-man ever again. That shit was trash.
And you know what, it wasn't my fault. Like, I was chilling. It was really the other party. Like, that, I don't know about bro, y'all, but
that nigga didn't even bring no friends. That nigga was with his
aunt. He was with his aunt. That's weird.
Well, and if you remember when I whispered you in that club, I said, I bet you that bitch right there and that bitch is his auntie.
And the one that was sitting down?
Yes. And she was staring at us. I was just like, oh.
When I was saying bye to him or whatever, I think he was talking to his other aunt, and she was looking at me up and down like she wanted him, like they was together. Like, it was giving real weird energy. But, not you know, sure. That didn't work out. That failed. That fizzled out. But, yeah, I haven't really been doing anything. I just been, you know, being on my boss business girl things, and oh my gosh, she's making me. I'm looking at her in this freaking camera, and I'm like, thinking, what are you doing?
Y'all, go get them HAC gummies. I promise you, you're going to be
But anyway.
High as hell on this episode. Y'all, I'm about to be singing like Whitney.
Oh, Lord.
I made it. Woo!
Okay. As y'all know, I just dropped my beanies and I do have a few left, so I did want to give y'all a little discount code, like a little buy one get one free. If y'all go to my site at hoodstarbrand.com and y'all use the code NewAura, y'all can, you know, get one free for your purchase. And it's going to last until next week, so y'all need to hurry up and go shop.
Oh,
but Regan...
It's okay, it's okay.
Well, but you tell them about your week.
Okay, so... the week before we went to Lena's little disastrous foreman, I got fucking ghosted.
Me too.
No, bitch. I got ghosted, right? But I've been chilling on it because, like, I think as I get older, I just stop caring. I've just come to the point where I know who I'm going. Like, you ever just be talking to a nigga and you just know instantly, like, I'm not going to marry this man?
Yeah,
that's what I didn't have that feeling for him. So I got ghosted, but I didn't have any feelings towards it because I was just kind of like, hey, the trash is taking itself out and you're doing me more favors than me waiting 6 months into it, and then I get ghosted. He was talking for about a month, so yeah, I got ghosted.
That's a topic for later, but yeah, we'll go into
social media. Take that away. They be ruining their own, like,
they do, like, they do with
social media.
It's funny because, like, men always talk about, we don't like doing things for social, we don't like that social media relationship, da 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 da, socials, but yet they do everything for social media. Like, they like to throw their little subliminals on social media. They don't know how to communicate.
You know what's crazy? That's why Justin LaBoy is a man throwing subliminals. That is a man throwing subliminals. He is his alpha status.
A man that throws subliminals is sassy. I don't like that's very femaleish to me. I'm sorry. I
not like that.
It's very female to me. And it's like, I don't care. Like, if you want to throw subliminals on Instagram, then do you. You're a woman to me. Ooh. I'll just play.
Oh, shit. No, wait, no, just wait. Hands.
Girl, I was taking it too personal. Let me reel it back.
Now, in her defense, we have dealt with some sassy niggas in our past.
Yeah.
So we know the sass when we see it.
Yeah,
I could already tell the nigga I was dealing with was sassy as fuck. Cause I can't. Ooh, Lord, make me pat my head. Cause make it make sense.
Not making you itch.
Oh, something been eating on me. Something been.
But I ate up.
Oh Lord, get the demons off me. That's what these niggas is.
Oh my God.
I could go on and on. About a
no, for real.
Ooh. Oh, Lord. This one girl said, the niggas is sassier than us. It was on Facebook, so it was like, Jane Doe is feeling confused.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
I'm done.
Girl, it's a sassy nigga apocalypse.
It really is. Like,
and I'm not even trying to say that, like, I'm being serious when I say it is getting crazy, because I feel like niggas want to be a bad bitch. They compete with women.
They do.
This ain't even like topics. I can't give these sassy bitches no more time.
I can't. Like, if the second you start acting sassy, it's over. I don't care. We don't ever have to talk again. Like, you, if you want to be a girl, go be a girl. I got some dresses that you can wear. Like, please.
Oh my God. We're done. Well,
I just saying, like, if you want to be a bad bitch, like, I do have some outfits. If that's what you want.
I don't know. I think niggas just, you know, maybe, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't speak to
it. I don't know what it is. It might be social media. I don't know.
I just feel like the need to compete with women is weird to me.
Yeah. I don't know. But the rest of your week.
Not you trying to get the tea.
No, I'm not trying to.
Okay. So what's she trying to get at?
I am not trying to bring out no tea. Don't do that. I'm just saying, you didn't even talk about the week.
Okay. My week was stressful, of course. I have a stressful job. I really want to get into it. So a little situation happened this past weekend. I had to be a ride or die bitch. And all I'm going to say is that I rode.
And did, period. Like,
I literally rode at dawn because I was driving on my way to the police station at 12 a.m. Oh my God. So I rode at dawn.
Yeah, she's a rider, okay? If you ever need her, if you're ever in a pickle, call Ree, okay? She's a rider on the corner.
1-800 out the pickle Ree. Y'all, go get them HAC guns.
No, for real, because she's on one right now.
So I was supposed to go out this past weekend. A little situation happened where one of my friends she didn't meet me where I was supposed to meet me. So I checked her location, saw where she was, and I rode at dawn.
And did. So, and she took care of business, period.
Because I'm a real bitch, but y'all, shit got to be lower than 500.
And we only do these for friends. We don't do this for no niggas, okay?
This is friends. I ain't telling no nigga about, especially no nigga that ain't treating me right. Y'all ass ain't ever getting out of jail fucking with me. Y'all ass is gonna stay there. You gonna stay.
You not big me, okay? You not big
me. I'm screaming.
No. Friends only, but.
Yeah, they can really go to hell with that bullshit. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting no nigga out of jail. You can stay there all I give a fuck.
For your whole life, really. Like, okay. Do that life sentence.
Do not open that cell and do not let that boy out of jail.
For real.
Girl, what the fuck are we talking about? I don't know. But yeah, that was my weekend.
Y'all, I think I'm gonna go to the smoke shop after.
I'm on cloud 9 right now.
Yeah, if y'all can see how she looks right now, it's just like, it's funny. But yeah, so let's get into the first topic. Oh my gosh. Do we need a second, a moment? We had to take a brief intermission to collect our thoughts and gather ourselves together because, you know, she's lit right now. But
I'm good now. So I'm like, I don't know why I kind of like zoned out and I felt like in the past. So.
But we're good now. We collected ourselves. So we're going to get into the first topic, which is long distance relationships
work,
and can they work? And
do you want to go first? Because you've been in.
I feel like I have some experience.
You want to go first? It.
Yeah. No, you can go first because I want to hear what you have to say.
So my long distance was not as long as your long distance. My long distance was like a nigga 6 hours away.
Yeah,
a couple of them been 6 hours old. Anywho, I might got one more coming on to the roster, but in my experience, I just feel like I can trust it 100%. I just feel like I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what, you know, I don't get to see your world. So I can't trust everything that's going on that side. Just like you can't trust me 100% because there's so much time and space between two people who are talking long distance. All of the long distance niggas I dealt with, I never saw no fucking forever with. No offense to y'all. They were something to do.
Yeah.
My heart literally is right here where I'm at. Somewhere near, somewhere far, somewhere there. But girl. I just know that, like, when I was dealing with my long distance situations, especially dealing with a man with a child, I automatically knew that was just gonna be like, I already knew that wasn't going nowhere. So I already knew that was gonna work, but you gotta have a lot of trust. And it's just like, how can I trust your judgment? You talking to me online, like,
exactly.
Online, or you met me online, so how can I trust your judgment? You just talking to everybody, which makes me think that you do this with everybody. So I like
being which they do. They do. So
I like to be near my partner and things like that. So I can't do the long distance thing too much. It's fun every once in a while. But the last time I did long distance, I drove to see him. I drove 6 hours to see him. He completely low-key ghosted me because he was playing in my face. Like every time we would try to meet, he didn't fell asleep or he didn't did something. It was just weird. Like,
yeah,
that didn't. He didn't do anything he said he was gonna do. See,
he said he was gonna do a lot.
So I just, yeah, I gave up with the, like, I feel like long distance to me is a fantasy. I feel like it can only work if y'all met each other in like real life before and had a real like, you know.
Yeah,
that's the only way it can work. But I feel like just talking to somebody you met offline is just like, no, it don't work to me. It don't make sense to me because it's giving you do that with every bitch you see. You don't care where the hoe at in the world, you gonna want to fuck with her. So so what are your thoughts on like long distance?
I feel like it depends on the person. Like it depends on what y'all's relationship is. Like if y'all have a real solid foundation, then I think long distance can work. But also, every long distance relationship I've been in, none of them has worked. The first one I was in, I was 20. That nigga was talking to a whole bunch of other hoes. The second one I was in, shit, when was that?
Not
like 2 years ago? was that 2 years? Like 2 years? Yeah. He was trying to talk to my friends and they know who it
is. Oh, girl. Oh, I was just, no, because I stopped. I was thinking about that time I saw him on that date app. But no, he did a lot.
He did a lot. He was trying to talk to my friends. He probably was talking, not my friends, but like, I think he was talking to my like mutuals. Yeah, and we know who the mutuals are, but I don't want to get into that because I don't want to be messy. But yeah, and then the last one I was with, I mean, it could have worked, but he was way too far. Like, he was all the way in a hole on the other side of the country, like, and I just feel like I wasn't really ready for that. So I don't know. I just think it just depends on, it just depends on like your foundation. If y'all really like mess with each other, like if y'all really see a future with each other, like, do you really feel like you're going to marry him? Like, does he feel like he's going to marry you? If not, then like, I feel like there's no point to really be in a long distance relationship. Like, because it's not that fun. Like, it's kind of boring. Like, all y'all do is talk online and FaceTime. Like, he can't knock them boots when you need them boots knocked.
Bitch. No, for real. Because
it's true.
I'd be like, why am I drunk calling you knowing I'm not going to see you?
That's what I'm saying. You need what you need and you can't get
that's
it.
That's why I keep me one in my city. They be knowing, too.
Ooh. But yeah, I feel like it depends. It can work, but when you're young and turnt like us, it can't work. We're too young, we're too turnt for a long distance anything. Plus, I feel like
entertain.
Yeah.
But I don't think
I don't know. I feel like with us, I don't know. I feel like with us, like we're like we're bad bitches. Like, I'm not gonna lie. We are bad bitches. And, like, a lot of times, these niggas that we be talking to online, like, we be their first bad bitch. And I just feel like, it's true. I feel like...
I agree.
Like, you might meet somebody online, like, they think you're cute, whatever. And then they feel like just because they bagged you that they can go bag another one. And that's just like the whole trust, just, you know, like it's just
I can't.
You can't trust it. You can't trust it. It's hard. Like, so yeah. I don't think it can work. It can, but I don't think it can. Like, if you're young, I don't know. I don't know. It depends on y'all's foundation. But for me, I can't be in nothing long distance because I might cheat on you if I have the chance, honestly. I'm being honest. Like, if I had the chance, I would. I don't care.
I'm dead. Okay, so moving on.
But, okay, the next topic.
We're going to get into not forcing it with these boys. Like, do not. I had to learn the hard way, low-key.
Yeah. That gets into what you were talking about earlier with that guy that ghosted you and then you didn't really do anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
I didn't give a fuck. I didn't like you.
For real.
I didn't like him enough to, like, sit around and chase him because I'm not chasing no man who came after me first.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no. And then he just did. Oh, it's too fresh because I don't want nobody to hear this and think I'm talking about them. But
he's not watching. He might.
You might hear it. Well, I don't know. Do niggas listen to any podcast within 10 minutes? Like, I feel like after 10 minutes, look out. So I just feel like with him, he just had a lot of female tendencies.
Tendencies, right?
And like, it's not like the way he would talk. It was, I'm gonna just say, like, he had female tendencies with like online shit, like just much online, because that's like what got him in trouble with me. Is he posting crazy shit online and then telling me, "Oh, don't pay me no mind," what I do on this internet stuff. Like, it's just like, be your authentic self. So I just didn't force it. I didn't want to force it, because I've just come to learn that if a man wanted to, he would, and I won't have to sit around and keep forcing the nigga. Like, right. I feel like I've done enough of that pulling and pulling and pulling, trying to keep a man, hold a man down, and I did enough of that with one man.
Right, I forgot it in me.
Especially after I've been like let down so many times.
Right.
Like, what's so the I can't trust anything. And it goes back to like, even with that long distance situation, I'm not gonna sit around and try to chase you, because bitch, I'm gonna hold in your state. Like,
right.
I don't feel the need. I'm not fighting for us, because I don't care about us. And it's just simple as that. And I feel like normally I fight, because I feel like I need a man to want me more than I want them.
Right.
Like, I need you to want me more than, like they say, it only works if he likes you more than you.
And then, like, as a man, why do you want to be chased? Like, why don't you know how to communicate? Like, why are you posting on Instagram because you want me to message you and ask you what's wrong?
Ooh, like, talk about that club situation. We didn't talk about what he did in a club.
Wait, when
we went out and like he walked off from us.
Okay, but then he allegedly, okay, this is what happened. So, mind you, he was begging us to go to this one club. So we finally got there.
He did not want to leave that lit club.
He did not want to leave. He was like, I'm in the gray shirt, the only person in a gray long sleeve. Like, I'm literally standing right.
Bro, it's like, bro, other people can be up in here with a gray long sleeve shirt. That's so fucking basic.
So like, and then we had went there, we passed him though, like on purpose. I passed him because I know he saw me, and I just passed him. But then the second time, he had grabbed me over to him, and then I said hi, whatever. He was like, oh, what y'all sipping on? And I was like, Hennessy. But I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
After that, he just walked away. He just walked away. Like, he claimed to have said that he was going to get us a drink, but I didn't hear nothing come out of his mouth. He just literally walked away. So, yeah, that's what happened. And my thing is,
when we left and he gave you that awkward ass bye, bro, I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
He gave it a weird side hug, and I don't know what girl was next to him, and I guess she looked me up and down. Like, I wasn't even looking at her. Maybe it was his aunt, because he was with his aunt.
That still blows my mind.
Not with his friends, with his aunts, okay? A-U-N-T.
That's why the poor man failed, bro. He went, bitches, we don't want them hoes.
It was so weird. And it was like, and then after that, that's when he had posted on Instagram. He was like, if I spend time with you, then you know you're special, because I really like to be by myself. Da 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 da.
They always say that, and they be in different hoes' beds.
It is just funny, because this the same person that was like, oh, I don't do stuff for social media. I hate that social media stuff. And it's like, you went straight to social media, though. Like, it was like he wanted me to, like, chase him or, like, ask him what the problem was. And my thing is, you go out with your aunts. I don't want you. Poo, uncle. I don't care. We don't have to ever talk again. Like, I don't know. I feel like when you meet somebody off a dating app, especially, it's never that serious. Like, it's honestly never that deep.
Really don't be giving all that. Because I literally was talking to a nigga I met off a social media app and never once linked him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nobody is taking it that serious.
I was definitely calling him my man.
But I feel like sometimes guys think that girls take it more serious, or like they think that girls are reading really like deeply into things. And a lot of times we're really not. Like, it's just not that deep. Like, you're reading deep into it because you are a female. I'm just kidding.
Why do you keep saying that?
I just feel like it's like female characteristics, like for a man to like,
that is feminine.
That's what it is, like for a man to read. And then I didn't tell you this, but I did, like, before this guy, I had linked with another guy, right? We linked, whatever. But like, he was being really weird. Like, he was like saying stuff like, he was like, I don't know the word, like he was like saying intuition stuff, or like his intuition is like telling, like, I don't know, he was reading really deeply into the situation. And I feel like that was super feminine.
Not you saying an astrology hoe.
He was like, what's your star sign and your moon, talking about moon and Venus. And I'm
wow, imagine a nigga just, you
mind you, when I got there, why was there like a playpen?
Get me out of here. Oh my god.
There was like a playpen in the corner, which already threw me off, and I had to pretend I didn't see
it. Oh my gosh.
And then the astrology and everything, it was just like really weird. So I ended up leaving.
You met him off this app that you met the other one off of?
Mm-hmm.
If y'all knew what app this one was on, y'all would be through. Y'all would be through. I'm sorry. Oh, y'all would be through. Y'all would be through.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, after that, he was just weird. Like, he was just like, oh, like, I just feel like, you know, this is not meant to be. It's like not in the stars and stuff like that. And I'm like, in the stars.
What does this man look like, bro? This is ridiculous.
I just feel like sometimes it's just not that deep. Like, I was just like, I had told him, like, it's not that deep for me, but if it is for you, then okay. Like, girl, I just feel like sometimes these men, like, they're real female-y, like real high school girl, like, I don't know, like, I don't know, real young.
I'm like dragging them today, so I'm not gonna say nothing.
But yeah, I didn't force that either. And then the thing is,
I'll go ahead.
Wait, no, I don't even wanna.
I also realized not to force stuff after my little situation with that one boy. You already know what I'm talking about. Mine for life or whatever. But I just wanted to stop forcing that situation. Like, I just knew.
Yeah.
He didn't care about me the way I cared about him. And I was just tired of, like, unrequited love. And
I
just don't feel like I deserve that type of treatment. Like, he...
You don't.
He literally treated me horribly. Sorry to say, but... So, when I get guys who do treat me, like, proper, I be like, sometimes I might do a lit job. But I've learned to do the... I've been learning to do the jog and turn back around and run. And replace you.
Exactly. As it should be. So as it should be.
That's what I've been learning.
I feel like once you see a situation for what it is, and like, if you really just don't care about that person, that it doesn't matter what happens. Like, if y'all never talk again, you'll be fine. Like, it's not that deep. Because if you really want to go talk to a nigga, it's plenty. It's really plenty out there.
They're the easiest fish to catch.
They are.
They be trying to act so hard.
They do, bear. But they love, but they be the first ones to post on social media. Dead.
I can't do it.
Me neither.
What's our next topic? Why are you laughing?
Because you're literally funny. But oh y'all, I'm telling y'all, I'm gonna go to the store after this and I'm gonna get some HCC.
I'm dead. Why do you keep laughing? Okay, so the next
topic is
ghosting your friends when you get into a relationship.
I mean, do I do this?
You had it bad. You're bad with it.
Me?
Like, when you get in a relationship, you like zone in on that person. And like, that's all you talk to 24/7. And I feel like, she forgot about us.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. I used to, like, sometimes it'd be hard to reach. I was like, I know she on the phone with that nigga. And as soon as y'all break up, you like slowly come back around.
You know what? She's not wrong. Because I've noticed, I've like just now recently, like with this relationship, I really noticed that, like, I don't think I talked to anybody while I was with him.
You were a hard one to catch, girl. You was the hardest fish in the sea. She was the tough one to catch. Like, you would
I just be like, my man. Like, I just want to be with my man, which is not a good thing. Because then it never ends up working out. And then I'm just here depressed and sad. And then I have nobody to talk to. But, like, good thing I have my friends.
She said, fuck them hoes. You be gone. I feel like when I get in a relationship, I feel like that's when I talk the most.
Really? I think that, yeah, baby.
I never shut up. Like, I always have something to say. I think that's true. I feel like this last one, I kept him a little bit more secret because I don't think I really told anybody.
That's because you didn't really like him.
Listen, bro, he wasn't nothing. I was really scared to show a picture of him. I think I did. I showed. No, no, I didn't.
You did.
I think I showed you a picture.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
You did. I thought you showed.
I showed y'all at the dinner.
Yeah.
I'm scared for our other friend to see him because I already know she's gonna try.
I'm dead, but I feel like when I do it, it's not intentional. Like, I really don't realize that I'm doing it.
Be like, oh, I forgot about y'all. What y'all doing? That's how you be coming.
I feel like it's just, I can get really obsessive. Not obsessive, but like obsessive. Like, when I'm in a relationship, like, especially when I'm in a relationship that I like, I get real, like, just really into it, really into my relationship, really into my man's, like, yeah. Because, you know, sometimes it's just, like, a man can do what your friends can't do, and it's
bro, shut the fuck up. You're ridiculous.
But I don't, do you feel like that's a bad thing?
Lovers and friends. Thank you.
Do you feel like that's a bad thing, though?
What?
Like ghosting your friends when you get in a relationship. Is that a bad thing?
I think it's a bad thing. I think it's a common thing because when you do be like in love, you really just be like engulfed in it. And it's like hard to get out of. And I just think that sometimes, like, if you see it go somewhere, you might want to invest a little time, but you gotta have time for your girls. You bitches that get in relationships never want to come out fucking side. That shit be pissing me off. Bring y'all raggedy asses outside these motherfucking houses and get y'all asses in the club. I feel like all of my friends that have been in relationships never outside. I'd be like, damn.
Because I don't want to go outside and get, like, attention. Because I just know. I just
a bad bitch don't get attention irregardless.
I know, but it's like I don't want to intentionally put myself in that situation
because
I just know myself.
You don't trust yourself.
No, I don't. Like, I'm being very honest.
Wow, now we got a smooch.
Exactly, and that's why I'm not in a relationship right now, because I don't trust myself. Like, I can't be faithful. I'm sorry. I mean, I can be faithful. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, Lord, she's giving us Sagittarius a bad rep.
Oh, Lord. It's the evil side of us. It's the evil side, but...
Not of me, because I ain't never been unfaithful.
I've never been unfaithful either. Only time, and if I have been, it's only, oh, it was just a get back. It was just a get back, so.
Not it was a get back.
I've never been unfaithful, though. Have you?
No.
I've never been. It's only one time where, I feel like I told you. I feel like you know what I'm talking about. But I don't want to say it. I can't say the person's name, so.
I don't know.
I can't say it on here, oh. Or else I might get in trouble. But, yeah. I feel like when I ghost in relationships, it's not really intentional. Girl, and I feel like it could be bad.
Your ass be gone. But that's like what a lot of my friends, it's not just you. So I just be like.
I feel like it's bad though. Like, you shouldn't be obsessed with your relationship. Like, you shouldn't put, I don't know.
Like, all of them hoes just dip, like, gone.
Who's all?
I be feeling so alone in the group chat. The group chats get quieter. Y'all be doing me wrong. I be talking to myself in the group chat. I'm like, damn, they with they niggas. And your ass,
you know what?
Even took the whole summer in another country. We see this bitch for a month. I thought she was never coming back.
Damn. I was there for 1 week, not the whole summer.
Well, that whole week
literally felt like
damn.
We not even together.
I was like, why do I feel like you was out the country for a whole month? This is that
other month. I was, but that was like December, and we and him not even together. SMA.
That was her boo.
He was.
Do you think I ghost y'all when I get in a relationship?
No, you don't. Like you said, you talk about it.
Because I love my man. I want to ask all the questions. What y'all think y'all he doing? Y'all think he doing this behind my back? Y'all think he?
No, she'll tell us everything down to the picture.
Now I told you to stop scrolling when you saw a piece of the picture at the top.
I saw something. I was like, oh, jump scare. I was like.
Yeah, we was in public. In that dark ass, was it Abercrombie and Fitch? We was in that dark ass.
Aritzia?
I don't remember what story.
Remember, but I had to put the phone away. I had to turn it upside down.
I'm screaming. But yeah. I don't ghost. I be wanting to share, but I feel like this last situation, I really didn't talk about him too much.
You didn't like him. Trust me. If you liked him, you would have told us.
I really be chilling. Like, lately I've been chilling. It would, like, I don't know. It's not much to talk about with these boys, so.
No, for real. The dating pool, I don't know if it's just.
The dating pool is trash. The fish in the sea, well, guess what? The fish are dead and they're floating to the top of the sea. We don't want those dead fish. Like, come on.
What? They don't even be that cute. They dress sweet. Like, I don't know. The niggas here in Texas dress weird. I don't like the way they dress with them hats.
Trucker hats.
Them trucker hats and them, like, mechanic outfits.
You talking talking about when they cut up like a Dickie suit or something. Oh my god.
They don't be having nothing. No. Little chain from the mall.
Ooh, girl. They be looking good though. I ain't gonna lie.
They be looking good, but it's just like really regular because they all dress like that. Every single one.
No personality.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, they'll be having nothing to talk about. So, and then the ones that do be having things to talk about are weird. Like, wow. I don't know. It's real trash here.
Girl, the dating pool is crazy. I've just decided to like let the fish gnaw me like piranhas.
Yeah, same. Cause
the dating pool, like, it's trash. So,
this episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey y'all, it's Ree. Did you know that you could be featured on the next episode of New Aura? By asking a question to our Dear New Aura post, I will leave the link in the description. Make sure you click it, submit a question so you can be featured on the next episode or future episodes. Let's get into our debate. Did we pick a debate?
Yeah, we did, but I feel like I forgot. I forgot. What was that? Wait.
Is cheating a deal breaker for you?
Oh, okay.
That's what we're debating. Because personally, I feel like it's a deal breaker for me because I feel like when I'm intimate with somebody, I actually take that a little bit. Like, I really take that to heart. Like, I really care about you. And, like, you feel. And I'm not going to just say, physically cheating on me, but like emotionally cheating on me. Oh my god, I'm gonna throw up, and oh my god, that would literally,
yeah, emotional cheating is worse to me. But I don't know, I feel like I can play the advocate and I can say that I wouldn't say it's necessarily a deal breaker. I feel like it depends on who you are, but then like also I feel like you really have to take into account like where your guys' relationship is at. Like maybe he cheated or she cheated or they cheated for a reason. Like I don't know, I feel like it depends. And I feel like if you don't, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Basically, if you want to take your man back or if you want to take your girl back, because they cheated, you can, and nobody can judge you. Okay, you do you.
Have you seen somebody who? Oh, I can't even talk because I've definitely.
And I've done it. I mean, I've never been knowingly cheated on, but I'm pretty sure I've been cheated on.
I was knowingly getting dragged through the mud, looking like I look so desperate, chasing out of here like a little puppy, like a little Yorkie. Why the fuck did I do that shit? Like, what the fuck?
And him of all people, who
I was nobody to be chased. Ooh, the things we do, silly.
But yeah, I don't know.
That was goofy. I've grown so much, but yeah, I was dumb. He was just going to continuously do it anyways behind my back. So I just, the way I felt for him, it's just, I think that's why I've kind of taken a step back from thinking that every man I meet is going to be the one. I don't take nobody serious no more. Like, you niggas are not the one. I know who y'all are, and y'all are definitely not the one I'm going to be walking down that aisle to. You might think you are, because some of y'all are Delulu as hell, but you're not. We're not walking down the aisle together. I'm just saying. So you, shit, I don't really, I can't. I'm not dealing with no cheater. I know what I deserve, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it just depends on the circumstance. Like, sometimes.
Okay. What if, okay, let me throw this in here. What if he was like an average nigga and he was just continuously cheating on you? Like, he made like, he made only 60K.
No, negative zero, because first of all, 60K is okay, but I don't know. I feel like, okay, when I say cheating, I mean like, okay, say you got cheated on by Lil Baby.
Bitch, we don't know no Lil Babies.
Say you got cheated on by
I know some Lil Babies down the street probably running around on the side with no shoes on.
Say you got cheated on by a doctor.
I get about the Lil Baby to the Lil Darks. Of course, no, because I got to give it to India.
She's holding her ground, and I feel like maybe she should give him a maybe she should talk it out. I don't know. But I always say, okay, it's because I just feel like sometimes when people cheat, sometimes it really doesn't mean anything, and sometimes it's like a momentary lapse in judgment. Like, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes it's not what you feel like it is, or sometimes it's an indicator of like where y'all are at in y'all's relationship. Like, I just feel like you can always have a discussion about it, and if you want to leave that person, okay, but I feel like people shouldn't feel like they have to because social media or because society says it's wrong. Like, I feel like you should just do you, like, because like there's been a lot of like situations where, you know, she done got cheated on, but they still together. They've been married for 40 years.
Girl.
They done built a strong foundation. Like, I don't know. I feel like it just depends. Like, if you don't want to leave, you don't have to. But also, if you're getting cheated on, let it be one time. I'm not saying, like, just keep on getting cheated on.
You got a one free pass to get cheated on, bitch. And if you get cheated on again, bitch, it's your fault.
That's what I'm saying. Oh my gosh.
I can agree with that. Like, you gotta be one and done.
Cause you never know. What if you end up cheating on your partner and it was like maybe you got real drunk or something, like, you know? Maybe you and your little work husband, y'all got too close.
Oh, is this sounding familiar? Okay. Okay.
But it's a possibility, like, maybe you could cheat on your, like, what would you do if you cheated? Would you want your man to leave you? Or, like,
work out? No, I wouldn't want my man to leave me, because who am I these other half of these bitches? The fuck?
Exactly.
But I feel like niggas, when they find out you cheat, they be done.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's different for them.
They be done because they be like, you gave my coochie up.
Which is so childish. And that's another example of assassination.
But they be giving up. Anywho.
To any and everybody. Okay? Emphasis on anybody.
Lord.
Because we are.
Now you want it.
What? What?
I was trying to move into the next segment.
So, oh.
I know you wanted to, we wanted to do like a little pop culture moment. Because we don't really talk about pop culture.
Right. Oh, we should talk about
this. No, because I don't know.
I feel like we should make like a Patreon or something.
Okay. Well, we'll find that for you.
Right. A Patreon topic. Like,
I'm sorry. Okay. We won't talk about it. I already know you got some problematic ass shit to say.
I know.
Let's
get, I don't want to cancel.
Let's get into the Dear New Order.
Okay.
Do you want to read the first one?
Yeah, let me pull it up. Okay.
Okay, Miss iPad.
Period. Grown with things. But basically, okay. The first one, I think she's saying she got cheated on. And she said, I got cheating. What do I do, girls? ? Basically, I guess she got cheated on and she's asking us. Okay.
I got cheating. What do I do? What does she mean? What does she do if she got cheated on? Like,
yeah, she's asking, what should she got cheated on? Like, what should she do?
Oh my God, we literally just talked about this girl. Rewind about 2 minutes.
We did just talk about this. This, I feel like, first of all, how old are you? Like, and who's this man that
you didn't know? 16, because you should have been home.
If you're a teenager and you get cheated on, please just move on. You're literally too young. Even if you're our age and you got cheated on, you might need to move on. But
I apologize. I'm gonna have to make a disclaimer before this episode.
Yeah, you are, because I keep looking in the camera and you're doing something. But I feel like if you want to leave him, you can. If you don't, you don't have to, but just understand that he might cheat on you again. Is it even worth it? Like, is he trying to be Jada Waiter?
Oh Lord.
I'm kidding.
Please.
I'm kidding. Okay. If you want to leave him, leave him. If not, you don't got to.
Y'all, bro, just so I know y'all are young. Y'all don't remember Gotta Go My Own Way by Gabrielle from High School Musical?
Yes.
What about everything we've been through? Like, y'all gotta do that.
I'm crying.
I'm just saying, if you got cheated on, you gotta go.
Yeah.
You gotta go. Because me, I'm like the type, I want you to beg, but I'm going to want you to beg on your knees forever. Like, for the rest of your
exactly.
life.
Exactly. Like, if you're that kind of person where... Because sometimes some people get cheated on and like the trust is just gone completely. Like, if you know you can't rebuild that trust, then you should just leave. But if you can, I don't know. It depends. Like, y'all should have a conversation. That's the thing. Y'all should have an adult conversation, which means if you're not an adult, then you don't need to be with that person. But if you are an adult, y'all can have a conversation about it and come to whatever, you know, resolution. Mm-hmm.
Well. Okay, next question.
Why are you not reading it? Like,
did you? Oh, you read the last one. I'll wait for you to read. Okay. Oh. All right. Okay, so it says thoughts on outgrowing friends. I feel that I've outgrown mine since we went our separate ways to college. How did y'all's friendship last?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know how it just lasts. Like, I feel like we just talk to each other.
True.
Because, I mean, we had other friends, and those friendships didn't last, so the group used to be bigger.
Shout. Lord have mercy. Outgrown friends. Okay, I have a question. Do you feel like you've outgrown us a little bit?
I don't want to say I feel like I've outgrown my friends, but I feel like
Like when you get older, like I feel like there's just different types of friendships. Like, you know, you have your friends, like your, you know, your ride or dies, your high school friends, like since you were younger. And then like you get adult friends. Like I feel like that's everybody, but I don't want to say I've outgrown my friends because I feel like, you know, we're all adults and kind of, you know, we're all grinding. Like, I don't want to say I've outgrown.
Okay.
Do you?
I don't think I've outgrown my friends. I just know that we're going down different. We're all going down different paths.
And yeah. I feel like it's okay.
But we still try to meet in the middle. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we've outgrown each other. I just think we all are, like, focused on going down these different paths and different roads. And I think we still manage to find time to still be friends at the end of the day. I don't think we're as close as we used to be, but I definitely think, like,
yeah,
like us as a group, or I'll say us as a group and us with each person from the group, like,
yeah,
because like we all have our independent relationships with each other, and then we have like a whole group. So I feel like, you know, we're going on our, we're like, yeah, going, we're just growing up.
I feel like our friendship is more like getting towards like, you know, an adult type friendship, which like, you know, y'all don't have to be up under each other 24/7 like to, yeah, still be friends.
So I'm learning not to tell my friends everything. I just realized I haven't been telling y'all a lot.
I'm crying.
So I've learned that though, like to save our friendships and to like, because I feel like with all of our friendships, for the most part, we've been pretty blunt with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like the jump, and we can joke around like that. But I just think as we get older, we're just handling things a little bit differently, like a little bit more.
And that we really don't be having that, like, I don't feel like we have problems with each other that much.
We don't have problems because,
yeah,
that's always like new year, new friends, or some shit y'all be saying. I've been with the same bitches since high school.
Yeah, and we really don't. I feel like our friendship is not like other. I don't know. Like I feel like you said, like we're just going down different paths, but we still find ways to like still be friends. And I feel like we'll still be friends for like hopefully forever.
Huh? You bitches do no snake shit.
I'm dead, but
I feel like I pretty much weed it out, but I get scared sometimes.
Why?
I get scared. I get scared sometimes because like I have a hard time making new friends. And sometimes I just feel like I just be like, oh my God. All my friends got different things going on and I don't be having shit going on.
I'm crying.
And I'd be like, oh my God, they gonna ditch me.
Never. I can't.
I've been trying to get together, y'all. I feel like everybody got their hobby or their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or they know for sure what they want to do in life. And I just don't know.
I don't know either. I just do shit. Like,
and I feel like my friends are going to
never.
Hi, bitch. Like that boy told that girl, you don't have enough in sweet life, LA.
Wait, what is
that? She don't got enough ambition or something.
Oh.
Or like she didn't have a thing.
Yeah, she had nothing going on. Yeah.
That's how I feel. I'm like, damn, oh my God. I need to find something going on.
All you need is a hobby, really.
I pick up a hobby and I stop. I have a sewing machine that I haven't picked up, and I keep saying I'm gonna upcycle these clothes, and I still haven't done it. So, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like with us, like our friendship, because I feel like when we were first starting out, like high school, college, we were really opinionated with each other. I feel like we got into the most arguments with each other like years ago. I feel like we used to talk a lot.
About every time, but it's like funny because I remember that one time. I remember in that hallway when I was about to cut up on our friend.
Yeah.
Bro, it was like that, but I think we just all learned to talk about it and move past
it. Yeah.
I was so angry. Lord.
Yeah, I don't feel like we don't really hold too many grudges with each other, and I feel like we also allow each other to be who they are. Like, we don't try to change anyone. We don't try to like impose our opinions on each other, and I feel like a lot of friends groups.
Oh, like, I used to try to impose my opinions. I used to like lean at it.
Yeah, we did used to, but once, you know, we, I learned the hard way. After that Carne Asada situation, I just shut my mouth up real quick. Okay. Y'all do what y'all want to do.
I didn't realize what you were talking about. Right. That's how I feel about those topics. If you want to get any Dear New Auras topics or conversations or questions, whatever, leave it in the description below. Not leave it in the it'll be in the description below.
Girl,
we need to close out this episode because I'm high as hell.
Forget to drop the beanies, okay? Buy one, get one free. Drop new, use code New Aura. Okay.
In the description box below. It'll also be posted on our Instagram, which is at New Aura Podcast. So, okay. Peace out. I'm hot.
Bye. I'm going to go to the vape store.
I'm hot as fuck. Yeah. It's that HAC is running through my bloodstream. Go get it. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
If you want to hear more from New Aura, follow us on Instagram at the New Aura Podcast, or if you have a question for us, email us at asknewaura@gmail.com.